Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name is Zareen, and I am a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy, optimize your health, and empower you to live the best possible life. This particular episode is dedicated to exercise. There is not one condition, not one aspect of your physical or mental health that exercise does not benefit. If it could be bottled, it would be the wonder drug of all wonder drugs. It is the miracle cure. So why is this? Well, as humans, we've evolved in a time when exercise was performed daily, and in fact was essential for our survival. This means that we are genetically adapted to perform exercise on a daily basis. And when we don't do this, we're actually working against how we were designed to operate. As a result, this affects our health. If we look at modern-day hunter-gatherer tribes like the Hadza tribe in Tanzania or the Simani tribe in Bolivia, they perform almost 6 times the recommended amount of physical activity and have very low amounts of heart disease. These tribes are now rare. Through time, with improvements in technology, we've become less active. Our lives are now designed for convenience and maximizing productivity, and that sadly comes at the expense of activity. What we're now appreciating is that this trend towards inactivity actually starts in adolescence, and this has health consequences. Sadly, physical inactivity is the 4th leading cause of death worldwide. The good news, though, is that it doesn't matter where you live, how old you are, or how much you earn, regular exercise protects your health. As a cardiologist, I'm interested in heart disease, but exercising regularly is associated with lower risks of many other conditions, such as colon cancer, breast cancer, osteoarthritis, depression, and dementia, to name only a few. So, how does exercise protect the heart? There are many, many different mechanisms, and they work in different ways. Over time, exercise works to lower both the heart rate and blood pressure. Blood pressure, as you know, is a major risk factor for heart disease. Exercise also helps to control weight. Less weight means less work for the heart. Exercise also lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes, again, another risk factor for heart disease. Now, if you listened to the last podcast, we discussed the importance of relaxation and stress reduction. Regular exercise lowers stress levels and helps you relax. It also helps protect against chronic low-grade inflammation, which is now being understood to be at the root of many disease processes, including heart attacks. So, how much do you have to do? The recommended amount is 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week, or half an hour for 5 days a week. What is moderate intensity? This is the sort of exercise where you feel your heart beating faster, you breathe faster, and whilst you can still talk, you won't be able to sing a tune. How do you get there? If you exercise already, that is wonderful. Please do keep it part of your routine. If you don't, then do not fear. Even a small amount of regular exercise, actually below recommended amounts, can help. And this is actually reflected in the evidence that we have. Studies have shown improvements in blood pressure profile, cholesterol profile, and in death from any cause. One particular study took an Asian adult population and followed them up over 8 years. They found that exercising for even 15 minutes a day was associated with a 14% reduction in the risk of death from all causes compared to inactivity. So start small and build. As you build more exercise into your life, the benefits also increase. In the medical world, we call this being dose dependent. This means that the more you exercise, the greater the benefit to your health. If you're in the difficult position of having a long-term condition, you may find it really hard to exercise, and the thought of traditional forms of exercise may not be accessible. Please know that you are not alone. There are many resources out there that can help. One such resource is a UK-based campaign called We Are Undefeatable. It's been developed by 15 leading health and social care charities to support and encourage finding ways to be active that work with your condition and not against it. I'll provide links to the website in the podcast show notes, so please do check it out. Remember, it's all about small, achievable steps. So now you know why exercise is important. You know that we're advised to do at least 150 minutes per week. How do you do this? How can you build this into your routine? Firstly, I would advise finding something that you're willing to do regularly. And this is different for all of us. I always advise finding something you're likely to enjoy. This may mean doing something with friends or to music or as part of a community. Have a think about something that you've enjoyed in the past and have been meaning to restart. If that proves difficult, then try to find something that takes the least amount of effort. An example may be running in the morning. The trick is to then make that exercise activity an integral part of your routine so it becomes an automatic habit. How often have you started some exercise and just not continued? I know I've done this on countless occasions. That's because it's hard and it takes thought. The science behind habit formation and behaviour change is fascinating, and we will discuss this in a separate podcast. But for now, here are a few tips. The first is to develop a ritual to get started. Starting is actually the hard part. Give yourself a time, a place, and write it down. Then make the starting ritual as easy as possible to undertake. You could leave your workout clothes next to your bed in the morning. I've even known people to sleep in their running gear. The more barriers you remove, the easier it is to get started. You could try pairing this with an already well-developed habit like brushing your teeth or driving to work. This is called habit stacking. Have a think about the exercise you intend to do. Is there an appropriate habit you can then tag it onto? Rather than a brand new ritual, this just adds a new dimension to an already well-established one. The next tip is something I firmly believe, and that is to start small. It may simply involve putting on your exercise clothes. If you do that consistently, day in, day out, you're more likely to follow through on the exercise that comes next. The third is very important. That is, focus on the habit and not the outcome. Change takes time. Your goal will be different to your friends, colleagues, or your partner's goal. Often, the goal is to lose weight, but if you focus on this, you may get deflated if you're working hard and the results are slow. So when it comes to exercise, start slow, even small daily amounts are protective to your health, and try to develop your exercise practice into a sustainable habit. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember, this podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. If you have any suggestions or if you have your own personal story that you would like to share, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram, at Fresh Heart Proj on Twitter, or via the website freshheartproject.com. Remember, great change comes with small steps that empowers you to live a life that you love.
This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.